Welcome to the webcast on this last day of January 2015. The month is about over, and I'm telling you, I just can't believe that it's been such a great, great month. So let's end up the month and start off the month with something that I think we can all dig. Yeah, we're going to have a nice time today. A lot of things that I'm going to do in the webcast. We're going to talk about what? We're going to talk about finding peace in a confused world. And you're not going to find it if you look at the headlines. You're not going to find it if you run into these churches, because it's just another aspect of party time common playing in the background from a number called B. I like that. He's telling us to be something. That's right. Switch up on the mood a little bit, right? Why not? Yes. Thank you for joining me today. I have plans on bringing you some real good music and to just kind of speak with you in the real about where life has been leading you lately and how to deal with it. How to find peace. How to find peace. Now, first of all, let me say this. Peace comes from deep down within you. Peace comes from deep down within you. You aren't going to find peace if you're going to try to be around other people and get your peace from other people. You got to find the peace deep down within you. Now, I'm a spiritual person. I've been a spiritual person ever since. I've been a grown man. Still a grown man, very grown man. I'm an older man, but I still have the peace. Check this out. The peace of God shed abroad in my heart. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you. I just love it when I hear language like that. When I read scripts that speak to me. I'm going to take you way back to another group called... You may remember this group, Blue Magic. Blue Magic, you remember that group? Some of you all remember that? Well, Blue Magic had a lot of records out. And here's one that I think really grabbed me and took me on a real good journey. Because let me see when with this. This record broke out in 1986, 2 years after the Worldwide Olympics came to Los Angeles, California. 1986, I remember because I had a lot of young couples coming to the church. And you know what that was? It just dropped. That was an iPad dropping. But thank God I have the case on it, and it protected it from shattering. Oh, wisdom. But anyhow, had a lot of people coming to the church, a lot of young people coming into the church, young couples. And this record was very popular, and I had never listened to the words of it, and I'm going to share it with you, because this is one way that your peace can come to you if you are factual and you speak about the fact that you just don't want to be lonely. Let's listen to Blue Magic. Enjoy this.
You go with
I love these kind of songs because what they do is they express the heart of a man that needs to find a faithful woman, a faithful wife, a faithful mother, a faithful child, a faithful acquaintance. He said, I just don't want to be lonely. I want to get along with you. That's how you find some peace in this crazy, mixed up world. You do when you hear music like this, you just grab your lady and you dance with her. Listen to this, brother. You're missing the whole point. If you're driving in your car, you're supposed to be humming along, singing along, finding some peace deep down within you without listening to all of the I want to rub my hand all up your, you know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm trying to bring you all back to the days when it was true happiness and peace and stuff like that, instead of always trying to get a peace, if you know what I'm talking about. Because, I mean, you know, like when you're in the privacy of the place with the woman that you love, with the woman that's yours, with the man that's yours, you're supposed to be, all right, having that kind of enjoyment and stuff like that. Because what happened behind closed doors is between you and that person and God. And I hope to God that you just not out there just throwing yourselves at anyone that don't care anything about you. So let's get into the mood to listen to this music, all right? You know what PJ gonna do to you? PJ is not gonna let you have a relaxing 30 minutes or so. I want you to get into the groove of having peace.
Just to have that special someone right by my side.
Special someone.
It may be all just a dream.
It ain't no dream.
But one day.
One day.
She'll come along.
Yeah, she will, boy.
And when she does.
Yeah.
I will fill her with all my joy.
I know you will. Yeah.
So wherever you are.
Yeah.
I just want to be lonely.
I just don't want to be lonely neither.
I just want to be lonely.
Now, the next record coming up that I'm going to play for you is one that really blesses my heart. It's by the Shylights. Have you seen her? There is no par excellent recording other than this one coming up next. If you don't want to be lonely, ask God to bring somebody in your life that can lighten up your life, spark up your life, add some joy to it. You know, not nobody that's going to be bringing you misery all the time, you know, because you don't need no misery in your life. You need someone to enhance you, to make life worth the living. Thank you, Blue Magic. I just don't want to be lonely. That's all they're talking about. Talking about they don't want to be lonely. And what's the matter with that? See, now when you go around people to tell you, now you have to be careful now, you have to hang around the church people. No. Church people make me lonely. For real, real companionship. Because what I was looking for when I was involved in being the member of the group or the member of the church, I was looking for fulfillment in my life from being around a group of people that had everything in common with me, only to come to find out nothing. And so I feel like the singer of this song, the Shylights, I feel like the singer of this song, and there's two that the Shylights are known for. The first one is, the one that's well known is Old Girl. You remember that one. That one's the bomb. That's the one if you really, oh, girl, woo, that's nice. But the one that I like the most is the one that I'm about to play for you because I remember it. And let me see if they got a date on this thing. I don't see the date on here. I guess I'd have to go on my phone to look this up to see what the date is. But let's listen to Have You Seen Her. I think you like this. Starts off with that. Yeah. You remember that, don't you? Wasn't that tough? Do that again, boys. Now, before I play this, I want you to know the boys, the men, and all those other harmonic groups have been listening to groups like the Shylights and the Dells and other groups like this way back in Afro-Americana? Afro-Americana? Let me go back to the song. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me.
Now, let me tell you this now. When you find a grown man going to the park that's melancholy, thinking about his woman, you don't find the little kids coming around him now. Only kids that come around him now when he's sitting in the park may try to hit him over the head and rob him if the community hasn't come together and try to put forth some what I call stretch force in this new age that I'm living in. Put forth some real stretch force to control your environment. You don't know what I'm talking about. I know you know what I'm talking about.
They seem to know my name.
Yes, they do.
We laugh, tell a few jokes.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't ease my pain.
I know.
I know I can't hide from a memory. Though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back. But today, again, I'm lying.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go.
Everywhere.
On the street, and even at the picture show. Have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
Ow!
Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow. In the sweet music on my radio. Have you seen her?
boom, boom.
Why, oh, why did you have to leave and go away? Oh, I've been used to having someone to lean on, and I'm lost. Baby, I'm lost.
Now, for those of you that don't know, don't understand, that's called the falsetto voice. Falsetto. Back in the day, back in the 60s, I was in a singing group called the Four Tops. Not the Four Tops, but the Four Speeds. Four Speeds, 78, 33, 45, and 16. Those were the four speeds that were on record players. And so it was Beaver and I and Richie Baby and Ross, my brother Ross. I would sing in the falsetto. Yes, she did.
The left that break within my heart.
Yeah.
Have you seen her?
Uh-huh.
Tell me, have you seen
she
her?
She left that break in my heart, huh? Yeah.
Oh, I see her hand reaching out to me.
Yes.
Only she can set me free.
That's it.
Have you seen her?
Yeah.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Why? Anything.
With all the people I know,
yeah,
I'm still a lonely man.
Lonely man.
You know, it's funny.
Hmm.
I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
In the palm of your hand.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen her? And then the record just faded out. That was back in the day. My goodness, the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? You know, and it's from an album. No. Automatically, the system took me into the second one, the Slow Jam from the 70s, Volume 1. But that was the Slow Jams, Volume 2. Have you seen her? Thank you, Shy Lights. That was good. Now, I got another guy who expresses that he believes that instead of you embracing someone to love, that you should walk away from that person. David Ruffin from the Motown Classics album, Soul of a Nation, CD number 3. That's what I'm going to kick off this next number called Walk Away from Love. And this is kind of strange. Now, how do you find peace in a confusing world? I'm going to tell you, walk away from love. Can I be candid? Can I be real with you here recently? I had to do that. I thought I'd found somebody that I'd really, really, really could kick it with, go out on a few dates with, have some fun with, and everything, only to find, you know, you just get so frustrated in life and everything. And so, you know, what do you do? Well, David Ruffin hits the nail right on the head here. From the 70s Volume 1 jam. Not from that. Motown Classics. I'm sorry. Let me read the right thing here in the studio. What's the matter? Have I been drinking coffee or something? Let's get into the record, Walk Away From Love. Yeah. He means it. Yeah. Walk away from me.
It's not that I don't love you.
Say it, boy.
You know how much I do.
Say it, say it, say it.
And it's not that I found someone.
Yeah.
It's just a fear that builds within me. Every time you touch my hand, and a dread that shakes my body, that even I don't understand. So I'm leaving. It's time to bend it smart. I'm gonna walk away.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I'm gonna walk away from love before love breaks my heart. Sing it, David. David Ruffin says that what you ought to do is to just plainly dump it, walk away from it, you know, get away from it. Don't even waste your time around. Thank you, David. Walk away from love. Oh, my gosh. I told you that my studio was not soundproofed. And so since it's not soundproofed, I cannot help my dogs doing this, but I do want to. Oh my gosh, they've messed up my entire thing here. Give me a little background music so I can drum out the dogs. You're listening to PJ's webcast today in Los Angeles. It's January the 30th, and I thought that I'd play some good music for you. That's where you're going to find some peace. Now, this is what God says. My peace I give unto you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And he has a peace that is beyond understanding. You see, I have peace of mind in my heart. I have peace of mind in my heart because I know God personally. I don't like using the term. No, I didn't tell you to stop playing. Why you stop playing that? Play that again. No, it's a cut. It's a cut by Dennis Edwards, and it's from Soul Dancing in the Street CD, and it's called Don't Look Any Further. Just 39 seconds, but it makes good radio play. Well, the next sound that we're going to hear is going to be from a group that you know about. But anyhow, I hope that you're appreciating the music. I just love escaping in my studio, especially before I get back into the college and start doing all that work. It is a wonderful Friday. My neighbor's Doberman pincers are trying to attack someone through the fence. It must be a dog snooping around our lawns. How's the weather where you are? Are you back east? And about my friends, I want to give a special shout out to Guillermo. And Guillermo, I want to thank you. Guillermo is a guy that introduced me to what the iPhones can do, because I can listen to my own webcast now as I ride down the street. I want to review my webcast. I just put it up on my website and I listen. And this makes for sweet listening. So let me talk to me as I'm driving. John. What, John? Are you enjoying yourself? Yeah, I am. Are you at peace? Sure enough, so you know I am. Do you still love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and intent? Do you want to preach again? I'm preaching now. What do you mean? The people that hear me knows I love God. Yeah, but John, you ain't living the way they living. No, they got to live the way they got to live and love God. God didn't tell me to live the way they living. God didn't tell them to live the way I'm living. I'm living towards the glory of God in everything that I do, John. So would you go on and play the music, John? They want to hear the music. Next is the Commodores. The who? I said the Commodores. And of course, the Commodores, a very well-known number. It's called Night Shift. Listen to the words of this song and tell me what you think. Starts off with nice bongos. Yeah, nice. Do you know who the lead singer of the Commodores was at that time? They're gonna give you a history lesson in a few seconds. See if you remember it. Night Shift.
Marvin. He
was a friend of mine.
And he could sing a song.
Yeah.
His heart in every line.
Marvin.
Sang of the joy and pain.
Yeah.
He opened up our mind.
Now, for those of you that just don't know who in the heck he's talking about, he's speaking about Marvin Gaye, the singer. You opened up our eyes. Marvin was a poet in his own time. You have to understand. One of my contemporaries, yeah, I know his daddy shot him and all that kind of stuff. We don't want to think about the negative. Let's just think about what the Commodores are singing about, because they're going to be raising some issues on a few very important people during my day and age, friends.
And I still can hear.
Yes. What?
Oh, talk to me.
Talk to me.
So you can see what's going on. Sing your will. Sing your song. Forever. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night shift. You found another home. I know you're not alone.
You know, that record still sounds as good as it did the first time I heard it. Just like to share with you folks out there, there's a film coming out. It was released in one of the film festivals here in the Southern California area, Keep the Faith. I want to tell you, it's put out by Darken Entertainment, which is an LLC. And of course, that is Choice Skinner, is the founder of this organization. Great little movie, Keep the Faith. Choice was a member of my congregation. I'm trying to think of the year that he was a member of my congregation, but he has done a masterful work in this short film, and I want you to try to check it out. It's called Keep the Faith. You can go to any YouTube and just type in film Keep the Faith and it'll pop up. I want you to look at the clip, and Choice plays the father of the two boys. It's a story about an inner city father raising two teenage boys, and something happens and one brother tries to protect the other. Choice is so spiritual. You can find him on Facebook also. So just type in Choice Skinner on Facebook and it will come up, and you can see all the clips and everything. I want you to support this. I have a cameo role in the film. You won't see me in the film, but you will hear me in the film. And I'm kind of glad about that. Choice recalls back in the day when I was pastoring, of course, I used to always talk about the black family and the black males. Choice knew that I always had a special, special love for the brothers in the church. The brothers. I've always had that love for brothers. I love brothers. I'm not going to apologize. Some of you find black men detestable and everything. I think they are the most creative, talented. Even when I listen to the music by a lot of the brothers, I'm just going through my music here and just looking at what we've produced over the years. And needless to say, one of my favorite groups are the Four Tops. And I didn't have this record on my list to play today, and so if I play it on another show later, you'll understand that I gotta play the Four Tops before I leave the air today, because back in the day, I'm telling you, this was the group, and this voice, he died last year in 2014, and I want to play Still Waters Run Deep. You'll know this. I think. Listen to the harmony that they're going to get. Here it comes. Still water. Still Waters, Run Deep. I like that. I like that. The Four Tops. I just checked my Facebook, and people have been commenting, and, you know, have you ever gone on Facebook and, you know, people that you may know, and then it, you know, it has these streams of people, and I said, what do you mean? I don't know these people. But, no, I'm just thumbing through my Facebook right now and seeing what's happening out there. A lot of interesting things. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna bug you anymore with my happiness. PJ, me, your internet pastor, I'm doing real good. I'm doing real good. I'm working on coming together with all of my stuff so that I could be on the up and up when I get back into the college classroom. If those of you are interested in academia and, oh, that's cute, the nice pictures on Facebook, I need to get off here. I find me wasting my whole life on Facebook, and you don't want to do that. Thanks for tuning in, listening to PJ. I hope that you like some of the music that I've been playing. I want to end up, and I want to play this special number. Let's see. Oh, I'm having a little difficulty because I'm trying to plug in something for some more because I'm about to. I hate it when it does this. There we go. There we go. I was down to 10% energy time, you know, and here in the studio. Wait, what's the name of this? Oh, I'm going to end up with Dennis. No. I'm going to end up with Juju Song. And it's a nice number, and I think it is an appropriate number since I am a spiritual man. I want to play, you know, I have it on my list right here, but I can't find it now. Here it is. I want to end up with this number because I think it depicts. I've played this on other webcasts over the years, and I have it on my catalog of music. If you would question PJ, Pastor John, ask him, John, come on, you've been playing rock and roll music. You've been playing dance music. You've been playing all that. I think, brother, you need to refurbish your soul and come in contact with the God that saved you. Well, each one of us knows whether God has been good to us. You know what? I'm telling you, every time I receive a paycheck, I praise God. Because I see so many people in Los Angeles that are homeless. And I help young men. I help them out. I help them out. One young man thanked me. He said, you know what, man? I'm putting some weight on because of you. Can't find a decent job. And he said, I appreciate it, John. I said, that's all right. I just need to eat dinner with somebody. I'm tired of eating alone. Don't let me go there. I was going to go somewhere, but I'll just ring the bell do the bell now. There it is. You don't have to go there, John. You don't have to go there. I just want to share with you Cool Springs Jazz Quartet with Juju Song on the piano. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well. When peace, like a river, attends my way. When sorrow, like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, he has taught me to say, it is well. it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Sorrows like sea billows roll. I'm telling you, friends. Whatever, whatever, whatever my lot, he has taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Thank you, friends, for tuning into the webcast. Tune in next time. I plan to have an awful lot of fun just sharing some things about the joy of God in your heart when you let Him in.